Admiral Fagan, one of the issues, obviously, that's brought even more attention and focus since Russia's invasion of Ukraine is the Arctic and the importance of being able to have icebreakers to move through the Arctic. The Arctic Security Cutter, the next class of medium icebreakers, will be critically important to Americans' interest in the Arctic region. What is the Coast Guard doing to speed up the acquisition of the Arctic Security Cutter?
Thank you, Chair. We're obviously focused on the Polar Security Cutter and are really excited about the opportunity to build and operate the Polar Security Cutter for the nation. And as we now are on budget and moving forward with that acquisition, we're working now to determine the requirements and capabilities that are needed for an Arctic Security Cutter. I share the same sense of urgency as the committee that as a nation we need that capacity and ships in the Arctic. We're an Arctic nation, and creating that presence is important as we move forward.
Would you say we're under-resourced at the moment?
We are on a trajectory that gets us, the polar security cutters. The time, the need is now, and we need to continue with a sense of urgency to build those ships to ensure that we can protect our own national sovereignty as it pertains to the Arctic.
Well, I think compared to where the Russians are and the interest that we've shown in this level of aggression, I think you have to assume that there could be other aggressions. And clearly, having claims to the Arctic, as we do and other countries do, I think we need to get these resources in place. Another resource issue, the Columbia River Bar has been referred to as, quote, the graveyard of the Pacific. And you've been out there. You know how dangerous those waters are. I appreciate that you'd like to take me out on one of the 52-foot motor lifeboats. I'm not sure I'm ready to go. You'll have to pick a very calm day on these heavy-duty vessels, but
I want to put that in the form of a motion.
Thank you, Senator Wicker. But the Columbia River does support about $24 billion in shipping activities. So getting this safety vessel, getting more safety vessels like the 52-foot motor lifeboats because of their inability to operate now is critical. So what will you do to support the 52-foot foot motor lifeboat?
So, Chair, thank you. The 52-foot motor lifeboats were taken out of service because of overall safety and reliability issues. They were no longer safe for our crews to operate and did not meet the safety requirements for the mariners that we were would use to save and tow. I'm committed to replacing the 52s. We're working hard on the requirements and identifying what asset we can move to replace the 52s. I share your sense of urgency to mitigate the gap. When the 52s came out of service, we've added additional 47 assets, but understand that is not the final solution, and look forward to working with the committee to being in position to acquire and field replacements for the 52s.
Thank you. And lastly, I heard you say that that when you recruit a Coast that you recruit a Coastie, but you retain a family. So I know that you get that the Coast Guard needs to have these additional issues to make sure that we are an inclusive and supportive environment. What are you going to do to work on childcare issues for Coast Guard families?
So childcare is a critical issue and need for Coast Guard families. Having access to quality childcare is one of the primary needs for many of our families. I'm committed to working with the committee to ensure that Coast Guard members have access to child care. We're excited about some of the child development centers that are being built, and really excited about the subsidies that the committee has helped support. It allows a flexible ability for families to meet those child care needs, and obviously health care is also important for families as they serve our nation.
Since obviously you have a big footprint in Seattle, are you committed to getting good facilities there for the Seattle Coast Guard community?
So we're excited about what's going on in Seattle. We look forward to working with you to ensure that child care is a primary area of focus as we move to home port the polar security cutters there, and look forward to working with you on making sure that Coast Guard families have access to the child care that they need.
Thank you.